And now I'd like to call on a longtime family friend, Margie Wilker.
I haven't known Gunther for 70 years, but I've known him for 52. He and my late husband and I were all single in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And then we moved, first me moved to San Francisco, Gunther came to Bakersfield, and Lenny came to Menlo Park. We were still single, and I was the shiksa. Lenny and I were always looking for a nice Jewish girl for Gunther, of course. We got married, and shortly afterwards was the blind date. Gunther and Susie were really consistent family members for us. Being a shiksa, our families, our biological families, were not as close to either of us, but the Katzes always were. We shared good and bad and every occasion, wherever we lived. And there are three consistent things that I remember about Gunther. Number one was that he was always a teacher. In Cheyenne, he taught all of his staff customer service, the little things that made the hotel and restaurant staff appreciate what it was like to help others. And then when he came into the sales business, that was a result of my husband, who was an engineer but went into sales. And I vividly remember the night that he called Lenny. We were visiting my folks in Sacramento, and the call came for Lenny from Gunther. Well, we expected something drastic, and it was Gunther wanting to know whether or not he should take the risk of going into sales. Well, not being a natural salesperson, he was the teacher. He taught his customers how to use his products to their advantage to lower their bottom line costs. And that's a teacher. And as a result, he was a very successful salesperson. And then I also remember him teaching us at a dinner party. And I asked Susie this morning if she remembered sitting around our table at one of our large dinner parties. And that's another thing I want to speak to in a second. But Gunther started talking about the story that Ernie just mentioned. And it was just amazing to me how he could relate his story as a youngster without malice. And what a wonderful lesson that was, which I have talked about in my circle. I'm a nurse, and I have used that advantage of encouraging people to take calculated risks. But the real word is calculated risks, and that's what Gunther did. He always took calculated risks. The fourth area that he taught was Susie and I how to cook for large groups of people. And on the way here, one of my sons said he will always remember Gunther's apple fritters. And on the refrigerator this morning before we left to come here, there was this recipe for apple fritters, both small batch and large batch, which my son promptly copied for me and emailed it to all of us so that we will always have Gunther's apple fritters. Gunther was very special, and he still is, and is the family. We will always be close. And as Susie said, you know, now he's up there with Lenny and Kenny. And this morning, Rachel asked, where are they? Which way do I point? And I said, this way. Thank you.